From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Mexican authorities have raised the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake to 300 as rescue workers continue to search through the rubble, refusing to give up hope of finding survivors. President Enrique Peña Nieto has insisted rescue operations will continue. He said the priorities remain saving lives and getting medical attention to those in need.
In addition to the temporary employment support, we are going to give to the affected persons, if they want, the work of self-construction. In addition to the economic support we're bringing there with the cards we are going to distribute.
Supported by teams from around the world, including Israel, Japan, and the United States, Mexican rescue workers have pulled over 100 people alive from the rubble. A shallow 3.4 magnitude earthquake struck in North Korea Saturday. Marissa Melton has the details.
South Korea and China disagree on whether the earthquake was natural, since some previous earthquakes in North Korea have been indicators of nuclear tests. Seoul said the quake was natural, while Beijing called the quake a suspected explosion. The two nations do agree that the quake occurred near the site where the reclusive state conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear test on September 3rd. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Air Force B-1B Lancer bombers escorted by fighter jets flew in international airspace over waters east of North Korea on Saturday. The Pentagon said the mission was designed to show the many military options U.S. President Donald Trump had to deal with the grave threat presented by North Korea's nuclear program. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho called Trump a mentally deranged person full of megalomania while addressing the United Nations. This is VOA News.